Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thanks again for tuning in to my show, The Fabulous Medium, with your host, Dustin Leibritz. I just want to thank everyone for coming back if you've listened to my show before, and for all you newcomers, thanks for tuning in for the first time. So I've been very busy these past 6-7 months, And so I haven't been able to do this show every Friday like I wanted to, but I'm going to try to change that this time. And so look forward to my show coming probably every Friday or every other Friday at 11 or noon. So a little bit about me. I'm sure you guys have seen on my little blurb here. I'm a Forever Family Foundation medium, which means that I've passed a scientific test showing that I am indeed a medium. And the Forever Family Foundation is the only nonprofit organization I know of that does a scientific test to prove that people are actually communicating to people and animals, like this show will show you on the other side. I have yet to connect to a tree. I don't know if that's ever going to happen, but I don't know. For all you animists out there, if you believe that trees and plant life have souls, which a lot of people are into plant medicine and more power to you, but I have yet to connect to an actual tree on the other side. So sorry, but I'm not going to be able to talk about that today. But I will definitely talk about animals. And this is one of the most exciting things about doing readings. You know, we all have loved ones that have passed. Even if we don't, we're fortunate enough not to have somebody close to us that have passed. We all have family members who are past, you know, great-grandmothers, great-grandfathers, and spirits are always coming through, you know. And if you aren't able to validate things, they'll bring up things that other people that are connected to you would be able to validate so that they would indeed know that you are connecting to them on the other side. But one thing a lot of people don't expect are connecting to their animals. So I can tell you that probably almost 80% of readings, maybe 90, not every time, but a good portion, animals get brought up in sessions. I mean, people love their animals. And it's my belief that if you have a personal connection to an animal, like a soul connection, then I believe that they indeed do go to the other side and that they're connected to you in some way. Now, I don't know about every chicken or cow or something, you know, on a farm, you know, and because I'll tell you, I'm definitely not a vegetarian, okay? So you're not going to see me eating salads every afternoon at lunchtime, okay? But I know that the animals that we have a bond with, that we have a true connection with, like with my cat, Jet, if you follow me on social media, I'm sure you've seen pictures of my little furball. He's black, and he knows that he's very attractive, and he gets whatever he wants. He's meowing at me right now, but I'm sorry, he can't get my attention right now. But yeah, I know that with those strong connections, those animals do indeed go to the other side. But I can't speak for every single animal, okay? I can only tell you about what I have seen connecting to animals and that have come up in sessions, or after, you know, reading things and coming up with my own beliefs and that kind of thing. So I have several different stories of animals coming through that I'll be sharing today. Many. I've had to sort through and pick out the best ones, the ones that were really exciting, and the ones that had meaningful messages behind them. And I do want to be able to take some calls today from listeners calling in about questions they may have connecting to animals on the other side. Yes, you can feel an animal's personality. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but I swear to you, a good medium can actually blend with an animal's personality. It sounds so weird to say, But I have had animals come through and I'll start smiling and I'll be like, this animal is just very happy, or I'll feel really energized And I'll say, this animal was always running around. It was always, you know, doing stuff. And they show me features on them, like I would see with a person I'm blending with. If I'm aware of their ear, you know, if I'm seeing like an ear on the animal, I'll know that there's something special or unique about their ears. Or you used to always do something with their ears. I'll usually see color. Sometimes I'll see more than one color. So if I see like a big splash of black and then a big white screen in my mind, I know that the animal had black or white on it. Now, I don't always know what, now we're getting kind of technical here. I don't always know the species of the animal. And this is a big story I have here. So I had a lady. I cannot remember her name. I'm sorry. I do like 10 readings a week and then groups on the weekends and events. So I cannot remember people, okay? I have the clients coming in all the time. Do you remember me? I called in, you know, to your radio show. I've been to see you before. I'm sorry. If it was a big impacting reading or I've seen you several times or something, I might remember your face, but I'm not going to remember readings and things. So I'm sorry about that. It's just not going to happen. But anyway, a big story about not knowing the species. So I had a lady call in. I think it was over Skype or FaceTime. And I remember I was connecting, and I felt this sensation of my lungs filling up with fluid, which is difficult to explain how that feels. But I just feel like I can't breathe, like I just, my chest feels heavy. All of these sensations about your lungs filling up. And then I said, I don't think this is a person. This is a big thing. And I said, I don't know what this is, and I feel like I can't get out. Okay, this was a big piece. I didn't understand when I was channeling this because I felt like I couldn't move or I couldn't get out. I will never forget this. Because this was such a, it was just one of those readings that just gets to you. And I said, I remember, I thought that this was a cat. I said, I think I'm seeing a cat, but I don't, you know, I'm not sure. And this lady, she must, I think she was like in her 30s or 40s. I mean, she wasn't like a teenager or something. And she started crying and getting very upset. And she said, that's not a cat you're talking to. That's my ferret. Okay. I'll never forget this. A ferret, like a weasel. Okay, I don't have a symbol for weasel. Okay. So they're going to show it to me like an animal that would be similar, like a cat, okay? Because I have experience with cats. This is how spirit works. They get you to talk about things that you would have experience with so that you know what it is to validate for your person you're reading for. Okay, that's how the entire process works. So I don't have any experience really with ferrets, okay? I mean, I've held a couple at the store when I was really little. We had a ferret for a little bit, but then it kind of left, and they haven't really been a big part of my life, okay? But my cat has. So I have a very strong connection with cats. And I have a symbol for them. Well, she's upset. She's so upset. And she tells me, she said, Dustin, this is why I was calling. Because my ferrets got inside of my laundry baskets. And I didn't know it was in my laundry basket. And I put it in the washing machine. And it obviously it drowned. Its lungs filled with fluid. It couldn't get out. And she had extreme guilt over this ferret that had died basically being drowned in the washing machine. And it was a beautiful animal. I remember I felt smiley and it was all excited and all that. So I know that this was a positive relationship, but I won't ever forget that. A woman calling in specifically, booking a reading with me to connect with her pet ferret. It's one of those things you're not really going to forget, you know? It's like you got crazy story. I called my best friend afterwards because I was so upset. I mean, she was so upset, and I just felt terrible for this animal. And I said, Charlie, you're not going to guess what happened, but I just connected to a ferret on the other side. And he said, you're full of crap, Dustin. No, you didn't. I said, I swear to you, I would send you the recording if it wasn't against my moral and ethical values. You know, I'm not going to share people's readings without their permission. But I said, I swear. So anyway, that was one really powerful story that stuck out to me, really stood out to me. So I know I've talked for a little bit here, and I am cutting my show short this time. I'm no longer going to be able to do entire hour-long shows. So, but I can find some time for half an hour. And that has to do with a lot of different reasons. One, mostly because I work so much, and I'm actually just finishing up my master's degree, for those of you that follow me online, in counseling. And I'm going to be starting my PhD, actually, this upcoming year in counseling, ed, and supervision. And it's a big goal of mine to blend mental health with spirituality, with a focus on mediumship. That's kind of my goal. I've been aiming towards that since I was 18. And so here I am at 25, and it's coming together. Next year is when, you know, the big leagues kind of start. I mean, my God, can't believe I'm going to be a doctoral candidate. It's crazy to think about, but here it is. So I do want to take a call here about any questions you might have, and I have a few more stories that I want to share, especially with lessons. It's not always about guilt, okay? Even though this client of mine had a huge guilt about leaving her ferret in the washing machine, and her ferret just wanted to let her know that, I think it was a she even, that she was okay. So let's see who's on the line here. I'll try to take some calls about animals. Hello, you're on the Fabulous Medium show. What's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Great. Who am I talking to and where are you from?
You're talking to Nancy, and I am from Oklahoma.
Oh, hi, Nancy from Oklahoma. Thanks for tuning in today. I just want to see if you have any questions. Yeah, you're welcome. Do you have any questions about animals and the afterlife or anything that you're really curious about?
Yeah, I'm just curious, do they ever come visit? Like, do their spirits ever come visit the people they connected with?
Yes. So, Nancy, I'm going to share with you a very personal story of mine, okay?
Okay.
So, your animals do visit you. Sometimes people go to sleep and they've lost someone very close to them, and they pray, they send the energy out there. They say, I want to have a dream about you. You know, please visit me in a dream and let me know that you're okay. You know, that'll be my sign or my symbol to know that they're okay or they're still with me. A lot of times I think people are surprised that they're visited by animals in their dreams.
So I have had people that
have had dreams about either their own animals, or maybe they can't connect to their grandmother who's passed, but they suddenly dream about their grandmother's dog or cat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a big thing there. I can't explain why all of that happens, okay? But I can tell you, Nancy, that means the animal is with your loved one, even though you may not be dreaming about your loved one. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, and I have one example of this. This is where my personal story comes in, okay? This isn't a story about a client. This is my own story. So my grandfather, my mom's dad, was diagnosed with Lewy body disease a form of dementia. Mm-hmm. And this was 3 years ago. And before I knew about the diagnosis, we all knew he was getting sick, but we didn't know about, you know, what it was or what was happening. About 2 weeks before he passed, I was in the shower, and I was just, you know, doing my business, whatever. And I was suddenly aware of my grandfather's dog, Gus. I saw Gus, and Gus had passed. And he is a white Pomeranian dog. So he's, you know, fluffy thing. And he's passed. And I was like, why am I so aware of Gus? Well, then about a few days later, my mom took me out to dinner. I remember we ate at Bar Louie, and she told me the news that Grandpa was terminal. And
oh, wow.
2 weeks later, a week later, he died.
Wow.
We got the call from hospice. So the dog, Gus, and I remember playing with Gus. I had a strong connection with that dog. Visited me to let me know he was coming to get my grandpa.
Oh, and
that's so sweet. I won't ever forget that. You know, that's one of those things that will never leave. I mean, I won't ever forget that experience.
Wow.
So I can tell you, animals, you know, they have souls. They, you know, they may not communicate like people, but they understand the language of spirit and souls. So I can tell you that, you know, they're very aware of these things.
That's amazing.
I just want to let you know, Nancy. Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, no, I swear to you, that's an honest-to-God story. I told Don, my friend, that he visited me, and when all of that happened, it was like, wow, you know, oh, my God, it was crazy. So,
wow.
Did that answer your question, Nancy? Did that kind of give you some insight?
You did.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, Nancy, for calling in. I hope you can tune in to more of my shows. And it's nice to know there are people from Oklahoma tuning in.
Oh, I know. Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, Nancy. Well, you have a wonderful day, and thanks for calling in again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Oh, she seems like such a sweet lady, Nancy from Oklahoma. Oh, my gosh. But, yes, animals are very aware, and they can definitely connect with us. You don't need a medium to bring through your loved ones or your animals. It's cool when they do, you know. You're like, oh, my God, how did they know? Oh, you know, they're on the other side. We all have our own signs and symbols to connect with our loved ones, regardless of being people, humans, or animals. We can all connect in our own way. A medium's job is just to validate for you and give you that kind of extra little layer there of, you know, really knowing that they're with you. I hope that makes sense. I hope, you know, people are kind of getting the hang of this. Another animal story that I want to share. I didn't know I'd be talking about my own personal one with my grandpa. That was kind of a surprise. I thought I was just going to be sharing stories with clients. But there's a couple stories. So one, I started doing my energy work, which I now label spiritual therapy on my website, www.dustinlivers.com. And I started doing energy healing at a center in Elkhart. It was a little yoga studio, and they had a massage table and some Reiki people coming in. And I said, oh, that's interesting. What is all that? And I think I must have been 17 at the time. And I asked, you know, oh, can I maybe learn some of this? And they were trying to teach me Reiki and all that. And Reiki is great. Don't let me get me wrong. But I'm a very natural style kind of person. So I don't like to remember all the hand positions and how to stand and like visualizing things in a certain fashion or whatever. I'm very natural. I'm very intuitive. I just kind of put my hands on them and then just kind of open up, and I have faith that the energy is going to go where it needs to go. Okay? And I can feel things and sense things. Well, I started doing this, you know, for a while and then professionally. And then I started seeing clients that would ask me about their animals. And I said, well, I'm going to be honest, you know, I've never done energy work on animals, but I can feel them, you know, some things about them. It's not like blending with a person. I'm not, you know, I'm much better energetically with people, but I can still feel some things from the animals. And I said, sure. So this lady brings in her cat, and she's telling me that this cat hasn't been able to sleep, and it just kind of is really slow moving, and it's got some heavy breathing. I think it was like breathing palpitations or something. Anyway, I was like, okay, well, let's see what happens. So she brings it in this little cat-carrying stroller thing. I was imagining a little thing you kind of hold, you know, like a cat carrying case. No, this was like a stroller. Okay. I won't ever forget this because I was like, what is that thing? You know, I didn't know what was inside. So she brings it in. And at this time, I was living in my friend John's house in Elkhart. And so she brings the cat stroller thing downstairs. So she's, you know, carrying this big honk of, you know, this big thing, and brings it down, and I put it on my energy table. And I said, all right, well, let's see. So I unzip the little face thing so I can actually touch this cat, and I started channeling, and this cat starts going to sleep. And she said, oh, my God. I haven't seen this cat sleep in like 3 days or something. And even when it does sleep, it's just for like a little cat naps or something. So she was like amazed that this was happening right away. And then I don't remember all the specific details. I just remember the sleeping because that was what was noticeable to me. But apparently this cat started having some other benefits too. I don't know exactly if it was the breathing, but certain things started to get a little bit better. And that was when I realized that energy isn't just for people. It's also for animals, you know. It's one thing to say, wow, this energy stuff can work on helping animals heal, but you have to think to yourself a little more deeply here. If that's the case, then animals must actually matter, you know, because if they didn't, why then would energy be able to help them? It must mean that they are actually matter, the cosmic universe kind of sense, you know, and really think about this. So with all that being said, I'm definitely an animal lover, okay? So definitely all for animal rights. I think abuse against animals is terrible. But again, I'm not a vegetarian. But I don't think every animal has a soul connection with people. So I suppose, if you wanted to be kind of crude about this, some animals, I guess, may be for eating. But other animals are for a soul kind of connection. I mean, I'm sure I'm going to get some heat from this, you know? Especially from some vegetarians and vegans and things. But that's kind of how I've wrapped my mind around this. You know, it sounds kind of cookie slice, kind of one and done, very simplified version. But that's really kind of what I've come to think about it all as. But yeah, so that was a big thing for me, knowing that energy can actually work with animals, you know, working with the energy. So those were kind of two big examples. Another example, and I want to take another caller real quick, and then I'm going to have to wrap this show up because I'm already almost coming to the half hour. I can't believe it's going by so fast. But I was doing a group reading once at the Elks Lodge on McKinley, which is the third biggest Elks Lodge in the state of Indiana. And there was a group of like 100 or so, you know, big, giant group here. And I was walking down, and I've got the mic strapped up, all that. And I was suddenly impressed to stop by this couple. And I felt a dog coming up. And I was, like, describing the height of the dog, the color. And I won't ever forget this. I said, there's something about the way it brushes my legs. I said, I know that sounds so dumb, but I swear to you, it's telling me that it brushed your guys' legs or something. Something about the leg brush. Well, come to find out, and now they're speaking over the mic to this whole audience here. Come to find out, apparently they went to one of each other's houses when they were dating or when they were starting to date. And this dog came up to them while they were sitting next to the couch and pushed their legs together. The man and his wife at the time went before they were married and dating. And their legs kind of rubbed up against each other, and they said it was kind of a funny thing. And they said that must be the dog's way of approving that we're meant to be together. And I'm getting a little emotional here because it was just such a beautiful thing for this animal to do, you know. I mean, it just sensed that these two people were meant to be together. And they push their legs, and they talk about this story to people. It's a big deal. They say the dog kind of got us to start taking a big jump in our relationship, and now here we are some odd years later, and they're married. So lots of cool, exciting things I've been able to validate. I'm going to take one more quick question, and then I'm going to have to wrap this show up. Hi, you're on the Fabulous Medium radio show. Who am I talking to?
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Wendy. I have about a minute and a half to be on the phone with you. Do you have a quick question?
Yes. I was in a yellow cab on March 9th. We were rear-ended. I've not been back to work since. And will I continue to be approved for time off from work by my primary care doctor and my chiropractor through early next year?
Oh, I'm sorry, Wendy. I'm only taking questions about animals today. Sorry, I'm not doing readings. I don't have enough time or energy to do that. Do you have any questions about animals on the other side or any connections to animals?
No, I guess that's, I don't, but I always enjoy your show very much.
Okay, thank you, Wendy. Next time, I'll be taking readings, but this one's just about animals.
Okay, when will you be on next?
Probably next Friday, so I hope you can tune in.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I'll look forward to it.
Okay, thank you, Wendy.
God bless.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I feel sorry for Wendy, but hopefully she'll tune in next week. I do have to wrap this up. The show is telling me 60 seconds. You know, I'm hearing that call there. So I just want to thank everyone for tuning in today. Hopefully you've learned a little bit about animals and how they continue on to the other side. And if you just want to follow me online, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, all that. And you can go to my website, www.dustinlivers.com, and all of the social media stuff is there. And I just updated my website 2 weeks ago. I totally changed the whole website format, all that. It definitely looks a lot cleaner, and it's really nice. So thanks again, everybody, and I'll be doing this radio show next Friday. So stay tuned, and Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks. Bye.